have your fear, which might become reality. And you have Godzilla, which is reality.
I'm sick of Godzilla.
Wake up, everyone!
There are two things you don't know about the Earth.
Whether he returns or not, or is never again seen by human eyes, the things he has taught us remain.
Sorry. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in, for listening, for watching, whatever. It's a slow week. It's a slow news week, but
yeah,
we got a little bit. See, recording started just popped up for me, so I just wanted to make sure.
It's on 25 seconds for me, so we're good.
Okay, it just popped up on my screen, so I just want to make sure. But yeah, we're here. Listen, Jay, how you doing?
Good, man. I'm doing good. You're right. It hasn't been since the last time we chatted, at least in the confines of the podcasting realm.
Yes.
It's been, yeah, not super crazy. A few things.
Well, but it's just every, you know what? The how kind of the kaiju world to kind of slow down to let Godzilla X Kong just ride out this fucking wave of money that it's making.
Oh man. It is just, I mean, yes, instead of throwing Suko around, Kong just throwing money bags around everywhere now. Like, I mean, it is just, it's kind of amazing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. I was tattooing, I tattooed this guy today, and him and his girlfriend were, you know, in the shop, and they were kind of looking around, and his girlfriend was like looking around and saw my Tom Whalen Godzilla versus Biollante poster hanging on the wall. And she goes, "Hey, you like Godzilla?" And I was like, "Yeah,
a little bit."
And she was like, "Did you see that new one?" And I was like, "I did. It's pretty good, you know." And yeah. I was just like, "This people are into it. People are into Godzilla X Kong, even though I'm not. I mean, I am. Listen, yeah, I am, but I'm
relatively speaking.
Whatever. I'm glad it's doing well. It looks like it is ensuring that we're getting more of these movies, which is not a bad thing at all.
Not at all. No, it's funny you mentioned that. I actually have been stopped two or three times recently. Once I was at the air show, like the, where, you know, like the fighter jets and everything, doing all that, you know, Blue Angels and whatnot with the kids. And I was in line getting them, you know, a souvenir, and a lady comes up, and I had like a Godzilla shirt on, and she was asked me like, "Did you see that? What'd you think of that? What'd you think of Minus One?" And like, just random lady. And then I was dropping some stuff off at a donation center yesterday morning, and I had a Godzilla shirt on. I wear Godzilla shirts a lot.
I get it.
I know, and I was dropping it off, and the guy was like, "You see that new one with the pink Godzilla?" I'm like, "Yeah, I did, man." He's like, "It's great."
Dude, I was in Walmart earlier today, and I saw somebody wearing a vintage Godzilla 1998 shirt.
That's
and amazing. I didn't say anything to them, but I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I was like, "Oh, I don't want to be the weird guy who's like, hey, I like your vintage Godzilla shirt." But it was just random person, and it just had the Godzilla logo on the front, and it had a Hershey's logo on the sleeve. And it was just like a vintage promo Godzilla shirt.
That's amazing. I'm like,
where the fuck? Why is this person wearing it? It's the kind of thing where I'm like, is this actually a Godzilla fan, or they just found this cool shirt?
It's a cool vintage shirt.
In a vintage shirt or something. And I'm just like, maybe they got it at Goodwill. Who knows? But
100%. No, that's cool. Yeah, awesome. It's amazing how much like I've been noticed. I saw a car driving by with the Godzilla stickers on it, and normally I see a ton with like anime stickers and stuff. But right. I saw one with a Godzilla sticker. I had one interesting incident. I'm at where our kids go for. We take them in Saturday mornings to gymnastics and then swim lessons, right? And the buildings are next to each other, like they share like an open space, and I'm sitting there, our kids are in gymnastics, and I'm there next to my wife and our two friends that also have kids in there. And a guy walks by us kind of like, basically like, I couldn't really see him, but Shelly caught him out of the side of Rye, and he had a shirt on, and she goes, "Oh my God, he has a YHS on Monster Island shirt on." And I'm like, are you kidding me? She's yeah, he does. Huh. And so I chase this guy down.
Yeah.
And I get like this close to him because I'm like, there's no chance it really is. That right. I turn and I look like this, and he gives me this terrible look, like, what are you doing? And I look and I go, oh, sorry, I thought it was something different. It was like a Lion King shirt, but done in the style of ours, where I had all the characters and it was the bright colors. And I'm like, oh, I was like, oh, and I was like, this guy must love so Lion King.
That is so funny.
Yeah, so it was not.
Well, too bad. Well, listen, this is going to be Jay's taking the reins on this episode. There's not a ton of news. I have zero pickups. I have no slides for anybody. And
hey, Jay, have you seen Shin Kamen Rider?
I've never heard of that. And Jay has come up with some sort of test he's going to make me take.
Yes.
I literally have no idea what's happening. So I am just going to let Jay, I'm just going to let you take it away, dude.
Well, if you don't
do whatever you want to do.
It's not a test. It's a personality quiz.
Okay.
But before
is it gonna like tell me which kaiju I am or something?
It's gonna tell you which kaiju, and in the spirit of like, you know, like those really cheesy personality quizzes. Not only that, it's gonna help describe your personality in very vague and general terms that mean absolutely nothing.
Tell me what my Patronus is, or house I get sorted kaiju into or something.
100%. 100%. Yeah, it's a YHS on Monster Island proprietary kaiju personality quiz.
Okay.
And like I said, the most fun I had doing it was the questions were fun, yes, but writing the descriptions of the personality is even better because, like I said, I had to be like, say nothing and just use vague general terms. It's amazing. But I do have two pickups, if that's okay.
Yeah.
If I
can share those. I'd love to see them.
Yeah. So the first one, you'll be so proud of me, Mr. Walsh. I'm living up to my word. 89.89s, and I got number 90, and I sold one. I sold a blank mint green one. Really cool, but I have another blank green one.
But you have a new one to show?
Got a new one to show, so I'm still at 89. This is from this is from the – remember last Godzilla Day? We did like the live stream that Toho did and the Godzilla channel did on YouTube, and they had the Godzilla store. They had these cool releases. A lot of them didn't come out until like later in the year. Mm-hmm. Well, I ordered one from there, a Marsan 89. And this was, I don't know exactly like if the guy designs jewelry or he owns the jewelry company or whatever, but the guy that specially painted this is a guy named Takashi Yoshizaki and, Yoshizaka, excuse me. And he did this, what he calls a bushi silver. And it looks like a piece of kind of like pewter or something.
Okay.
It's very, very cool. Look at this guy. Yeah, and I mean, obviously, like heavy, like metal, like silver. Yeah. I absolutely love this guy. Really cool. But this was the one of two that were on that live stream that they announced, and so I finally got it. You know, 6 months later. But
that's awesome.
It's all good. Yeah, I really like this
that a lot.
It looks great.
It looks like a statue.
It does.
It looks. It does. You know what? It looks like an early '90s pencil sharpener. Remember, they used to just have all those pewter. Yeah. Pencil sharpeners.
Oh, you know what? Actually, what I'm going to put it to, I need to totally take some photographs of this. Do you remember the Godzilla fossil rock watch, and it came with a little pewter statue Godzilla?
Yeah,
I have that little pewter statue Godzilla.
Of course you do.
So, yeah, so I might put that with. Oh, that'd
be cool. Okay.
So I'm really happy about that.
That's cool.
The next one, I think you're going to dig.
Okay.
So still Marison. Mm-hmm. This is a Halloween variant, so you got a check mark there. It has some glow-in-the-dark elements. Got some check marks there. It is designed. The sculpt is designed by the same company that does Gojibon. So you have that puppet style. You know, they did that 100th anniversary Godzilla. You know, that kind of that kind of funky looking. But they also did one other kaiju, and that's our boy Busca.
Oh, so look. God.
So I've got this little Marison kaiju Halloween Busca, and it's called the Koga. Was it Koganamushi? Koganamushi. And that's the name of the company, like the production company that does Gojibon. I think it actually means like scarab beetle, but anyway. So look at this. The purple dots.
Yeah, I dig that for sure. It's cool. That's great. That's bigger than I thought it was too.
Yeah. It's so here's the 350. So this is 9 inches tall, the Godzilla 350.
Yeah.
And so this guy is, he's a little taller than that. He's about 10 and a half inches. Yeah. With his little horns and no testicles. As you and I know you're mostly in the the testicle Busca collection.
Hey, but yeah, those are both awesome, dude.
Yeah. I was really excited. I don't have a lot coming in the over the next couple of weeks, but yeah. I'm very excited about that.
Well, Jay,
yeah,
I do have a pickup.
Oh!
I 100% forgot that I have a pickup.
Okay,
can I go get it?
You can go get it.
Should I just run and grab it?
Just go run and grab it.
All right, I'll be right back.
Okay, and the magic of podcasting.
Yes. Well, sometimes I get really confused because we're every other week.
Yeah.
Sometimes toys will come in like right after we record an episode, and then mm-hmm. I'll just forget that I didn't show it off here. But I definitely got a pickup, an awesome little pickup. I got this guy.
Yes.
I love this.
Godzilla store. Yeah.
Yeah. From the Godzilla store exclusive Megalon. I just loved these colors. Like
some of the best.
The teal, I feel like you don't see as much.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's just got these like pops of pink magenta in such like strategic places.
Mm-hmm.
This was an instant buy. I bought this immediately. I saw it was for sale and I said, bloop, mine.
Done.
Awesome. Love this thing. Yeah.
I was really glad to see that get back up on the store because I have it as well. I love it. I love that, like,
you got the same color one?
Same one. Yeah. So you have a lot of blanks and then you have a lot of like fully painted. But the fact that it's kind of like mostly blank, but like very strategic pops, like it wasn't just like we stopped painting it, but like something about that on top of the two colors, it's just amazing.
That's what it is. It's those colors, the teal. You know, if it was all teal, I probably would have passed, but just the teal and the magenta just looks so good together. So, yeah, needed it.
Yeah, 100%. No, that's one of the coolest pieces I think Marisan's released in a while. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do dig it. No, it's actually, I have a whole like little shelf of Megalons there, it's front and center.
Oh man. Megalon shelf.
My Megalon shelf. no, it's a good one, dude. It's a good one.
Well, that's all I got, dude. You got a little slide of news here.
I do. You know, there were a few things. You know, we joked there was no news. There actually were a few, like there's one like probably really big thing, but it's not really anything like we can talk about. There's not much to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
So let me share a slide here and I put them all on one slide just to keep it simple. Look at that. Here we go. So the first thing, you kind of mentioned it already. We don't need to drain this, but
sure.
GXK, dude, it's closing in on 500 million globally. It was like 482, 483, something last time I checked.
Yep.
And it's already passed Godzilla versus Kong, and it's about, and it also passed total, and then it passed Kong Skull Island domestically. But it still is a little bit behind Godzilla 2014 overall, and then Kong Skull Island because it just raked it in internationally.
Yeah.
Those two, but you know, they're 520, 540 somewhere around there, so it's not unrealistic,
right? It's that still
GXK could become the highest grossing MonsterVerse thing. I mean, just the fact that we're even saying that is nuts. It's great, wonderful. And I think that's wonderful, but I led with that because I think it dovetails nicely into what I feel is like actually legitimately big news. And if this would have been announced 3 or 4 years ago, something of this magnitude, we would have had 7 podcasts for it, like episodes. But the fact that we got so much content and we're living in this amazing, you know, glory period, golden age, whatever you want to say for kaiju, this is just kind of like, oh, it's on a slide of news, right? And that is Monarch Season 2 has not only been officially renewed for a Season 2, we're told there were going to be, quote unquote, multiple spinoffs planned in the MonsterVerse. I mean, that's a lot of content that potentially be coming our way. And like I said, it's just another news item in this day and age.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. The multiple spinoff news, I would, you know, put on the back burner until you actually see something happen, because I feel like that is something they say for every movie.
Yeah, the potential. Well. Yeah,
there's gonna be there's probably not actual, like, that's probably not in the works yet. It's just something they want. But the fact that at least we're getting Season 2 is great.
Yeah,
I liked Monarch.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, in streaming, you know, it's a little bit more of a gray area on like when something does well, quote unquote, right?
Yeah.
Whereas like old school, like we can look at ratings and we can kind of understand, and like then we can infer on things like merchandising and, you know, all that good right. stuff. It's nice to see like that it's been renewed relatively quickly, you know, yeah. compared to like when it ended. Mm-hmm. So it had to do really well. You know, I mean, whatever their metrics are to define success, Apple TV, that is, like, it has to be great. I mean, I subscribe to it. Well, I take that back. I had other shows, but I subscribed to it. I kept my subscription after right. those other shows ended so I could continue watching Monarch.
I borrowed somebody else's subscription just to watch it. I've never watched Apple TV in my life until this.
There's some good shows on it. There's some good shows. So, but Monarch, yeah, I'm really excited, and I'm curious to see if they continue down just chronologically from like the last scene and kind of the cool reveal, you know, of Kong right. at the end, or if they explore a different area of Monarch.
Yeah.
You know, like they can like a different story that kind of all leads into everything, because they can really do what
they do whatever they want.
Yeah. It's totally an open book. And that's exciting to me. Like, it's like we could get something that we had never thought of, you know, I mean, kind of like, oh yeah, Kurt Russell and his son White are going to, you know, be the same character in the MonsterVerse. What? I mean, it could be like that type of shock whenever they announce what's going to happen. So, so the other two things are really toy news, and they're really cool. I'm really excited for both of these for collectors for two different reasons. The first was our good buddies over at Titanic Creations. I say good buddies. We just like them. We don't know them, but we like them. I see them at G-Fest. I wave to them. Say hi. You know, they brought us Gorgo in many iterations.
Yeah.
And I think it just was a really cool thing to show that, yes, the kaiju community wants some of these kaiju that aren't part of Toho. They aren't part of Tsuburaya, that we've never really got a ton in toy form, and bring it to us in that way in a very respectable, you know, a respectful manner. And they did that with Gorgo, and it was crowdfunded. It hit all of its stretch goals. It was so cool. Well, they did it again with Yongari, everybody's favorite South Korean monster, and the original Yongari, not Yongari with two G's that was in Reptilian, different Yongari. And the pre-order went up on the 23rd. So yesterday, it's already hit the minimum for funding. It's already hit one stretch goal, I think Flame Breath, and it has like 7 or 8 more stretch goals to hit. Go buy it. Same price as Gorgo. It's $99.99. Box art by Matt Frank again. It's sculpted by Dope Pope again. It's going to be really cool. Tons of articulation. It really feels like that SH Monster Arts. That's how I've built the Gorgo when it's kind of in that, it's in that world. NECA, SH Monster Arts, something around there. And I hope that this is something that they continue to do with these licensed properties, is find the Gorgos and the Yongaris and the Reptilicuses of the world and get officially licensed stuff. So I thought this was cool and funded within like, you know, one day.
Immediately. Yeah. I was kind of watching the progress, and I saw them post like, hey, this was funded already. And I was like, what? It just went up. So, I'm glad. I'm happy for them. I say, keep it all coming. I want all the weird stuff. So
yeah. So I got mine. I put my pre-order in, so I'm super excited to have that. I'll put him right next to the Gorgo, and it'll be all good. The other piece of news was, you know, and I know you and I aren't like super X Plus collectors, like the people that are in there that have like hundreds, and that's primarily what they collect. But even we know that, you know, the Ghidorahs are some of the most highly sought after and favorite pieces. They're big, they're fragile, they're awesome, they're imposing, they're really expensive on, you know, on the secondary market. Well, for Ghidorah's 60th anniversary, X Plus is re-releasing the same sculpt. I think it was last released 5 years ago in 2019 on the Large Monster series, the Daikaiju series, the 25 centimeter series, whatever you want to call it. But not only are they re-releasing it with a slightly different colorway, the paint scheme, but it's going to be on the US Rick site and the Shonen Rick site. So it's going to be easy to pre-order. It's going to deliver here in about a month and a half to 2 months. It's there. So King Ghidorah 64, 25 centimeter, you can get it at a reasonable price. I think it's like before shipping, I think it's like 45,000 yen, something around there. So yeah, you're looking at, you know, $300 and something dollars.
Hey, you getting it? You or do you have one?
I have the 25 centimeter, the blue, the rainbow, the poster version. Right. I don't need another one because my Ghidorah. Yeah, my Ghidorah shelf is fine. I'm clearing out X Plus more than adding to it. So
yeah.
I think I'm going to pass on that one, but I'm so happy for everybody that is newer to X Plus, or they missed out on it last time, or they don't have 12 Ghidorahs. They can get one now at a really decent price. And I think it's really cool, and I'm glad that they're doing it for the 60th anniversary.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a pass for me just because of the size and the space and Ghidorah is not. Listen, I love Ghidorah, but Ghidorah is not my toy focus. So
yeah,
I thought about it, but
I'll tell you, it's 25 centimeter, but it's bigger than a lot of the 30 centimeters scale stuff, and the wings are
Look at it.
You have to have a game plan for them.
I don't.
You talk about tails. They have tails. He has tails, wings, and three heads. You know what I mean? Like it's just things going everywhere.
Yeah. Very cool. I'm happy. Yeah.
And you know what will happen is the moment that we stop this recording, there'll be like 7 new toy news items.
Yeah.
Hit. We'll miss them by 10 minutes. But
we'll hit it next time.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you're good with it, we can do the very first ever.
I'm ready.
YHS on Monster Island, proprietary, official, trademark pending, kaiju personality quiz. What kaiju are you, Jacob
Wolf? Okay.
And the goal is, as you answer these, I'll answer along too. I'll add mine in, and then at the end we'll get the what kaiju we are. We'll do both of us. But I'd love to understand some of your answers. And some of them might shock me, might shock the listeners. Some of them might be, I could have done this for Jake.
But right.
Let's see. It's all over the board. There's no rhyme or reason to these questions. They're in no particular order. They're all ranked the same. But they do all go into my magical machine, and they come up with your personality, your kaiju personality, right, Mr. Walsh. Yeah. So, question number one, if the slide will change. There we go. If you had to collect a single line of toys for the remainder of your life, of course, this is a kaiju, which one would you collect? Would it be A, Marisan, B, X Plus, C, Bandai, or D, Trendmasters?
This is actually really hard. And you know what? If you would have asked me, 6 years ago, I would have said Trendmasters, which is dumb, which is a crazy answer. This to me is between A and B.
Yeah.
And it's a hard between A and B. Either one would make for a beautiful collection.
Mm-hmm.
What either one of these collections could be if you if you only collected X Plus just for the rest of your life, I can envision what that would look like, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And same with A. Jay, this is so hard. This is so hard, but
this is the easiest question. Whatever you answer,
I got an answer.
I mean, it is truly. There's a method to these. There's a reason I didn't pick things like Sunguts, because these are pulling out deep into your psyche.
Okay, yeah, I got an answer. It's A, and the reason it's Marisan is because there's going to be more of that. There's going to be more variety. I'll have more to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
The collection will be colorful. It's A.
Yeah. Okay. I also pick A. I don't think anybody's shocked by that. Okay, question number two. What is your favorite juvenile Godzilla? A, Little Godzilla, and that is Little Godzilla from the Heisei movies. So Space Godzilla. B, Baby Godzilla from Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2. Minya Final Wars, or Minya Showa Era.
Easy for me. It's A. Okay. It's Little Godzilla. Okay. And that's purely because Little Godzilla is the cutest of the four.
Yeah. I don't disagree.
That's the easy answer for me.
My favorite is D, Minya Showa Era, not because not because of anything other than I like those movies the best. And
I would probably I agree with you on that, but I'm going with my surface level.
I like it. That's the thing. How my you gut, answer, there's you have to say. Once again, how you answer and what you prioritize when you pick this.
Yeah.
Once again, it's measuring stuff in your psyche you don't even know it's measuring. All right. Okay. What is the best non-Japanese kaiju film? Is it Pulgasari from North Korea? Is it the UK's Gorgo? Is it South Korea's Yongari? And that's the original one, Monster from the Deep, not Reptilian. Or is it the Danish American co-production Reptilicus?
Boy. I don't want to say this is hard for every question.
Yeah.
The thing that makes this hard is that this says best. It doesn't say favorite.
Nope.
So I'm not going to pick Pulgasari because I don't think it's the best. I'm not picking Yongari because it's not the best anything.
It is the best with death with, with anal leaking.
Excuse me. I love Reptilicus and I kind of grew up on it. And you know, my grandfather showed me Reptilicus a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
But I think the answer is B. I think it's Gorgo.
I also pick B. Cool. I hope we don't end up with the same
spirit
animal. I don't know. This is one of my favorite questions. If you could become a citizen of an alien race, which one would you join? The Zillions, the X-Aliens, and that is the X-Aliens that we see in Invasion of Astro Monster. Is it the Simians from the Black Hole Planet 3? So those are your ape monsters from the Mechagodzilla duology. Is it the Kelax from Destroy All Monsters? Or is it, from Godzilla vs. Gigan, the cockroach aliens from M. Space Hunter Nebula, the Nebulans?
To me, this is kind of an easy answer, and it's Zillions. I just think Zillions are cooler.
Yep.
They have better toys.
And a lot of Miss Namikawas.
That's the true answer right there. The Nebulans are idiots.
But they have action tapes.
And even though, that might be my favorite film of the four, they're idiots.
They are.
Yeah, it's the Zillions.
Yeah. I also go with the Zillions. The Kelax seem boring. The Zillions are fun, and they have Miss Namikawas. Simians are too violent for me, man. They're too angry, too aggressive. Oh, and you're right, the Nebulans are idiots. They're so dumb. They're so dumb. Okay. Number five, and there's 20 questions. 20
okay.
questions. Number five.
Okay.
What is your favorite giant sea animal kaiju? Is it Gezira from Space Amoeba, the cuttlefish? Is it Kumanga? Is it Kamacaris? Or is it Ebera? And I say sea animal kaiju, and I know Kumanga and Kamacaris are not sea animals. That was just supposed to say animal kaiju or giant animal kaiju. I forgot to take out sea because I was going to do all sea animals. Okay. So that's not supposed to say sea animal.
So B and C both suck. Gezira is probably the best designed out of these, but my knowledge and my life with Gezira is shorter than it is with Ebera. I kind of, that's a movie I've watched since I was a kid, so I'm going to say Ebera.
Nice. Perfect. Yeah, I originally had sea animals, and I had Ganymede in it. Kamibus in it from Space Amoeba. And I was like, I can have two monsters from Space Amoeba in it. Number six. After Godzilla, what Japanese monster do you feel is the most popular? For whatever you take that to mean, is it A, Mothra, B, King Ghidorah, C, Gamera, or D, Rodan? Which one to the general population do you feel is the most popular?
I think it's Mothra. I feel like the people who don't know Godzilla and Mothra.
Yep.
So that's what I'm picking.
I agree. I'm going the same way. Okay. Number seven. This is a question you've answered a million times.
Ooh.
What is your favorite Mechagodzilla? Is it the 74-75, the Showa era? Is it Kiryu from the Millennium series? Is it Super Mechagodzilla, if you will, from 93? Or is it the MonsterVerse Mechagodzilla? And I know it's D for sure.
that's very funny. Even though I think Kiryu looks amazing, it's the Showa. It's A.
Yeah.
Showa Mechagodzilla.
I'm saying, and I'm worried. We are going to get the same animal so far. Okay. Or same kaiju. Okay. What ultra kaiju would you most like to see in a Godzilla film? Is it A, Kanagon, B, Red King, C, Garamon, or D, Giros?
Juris would be interesting. Here's the thing. I'm going to be selfish on this one.
Okay.
I think the most interesting and probably the best foe for Godzilla to go against would be Red King.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't give a fuck. I'm picking Garamond because I want Garamond in everything. And I don't see Garamond as a villain or a foe to Godzilla. I think Garamond is little Godzilla's best friend or something.
Yeah. Or it could help Godzilla. I mean, lots of cool things. I would actually go with a Kanagon because it's not a giant kaiju. They'd have to work that in there. And it's also kind of like such a zany, surrealist story. I would just love to know how in the hell you would put Kanagon in a Godzilla film. And the intrigue is why I would most likely see that.
All right.
Okay, number nine. If you had to pick one famous kaiju artist to do American kaiju or U.S. kaiju artist to do your self-portrait, so not just a print of a movie or anything like that, but your self-portrait, Jacob Walsh asked, who would you choose? Would it be Tom Whalen? Would it be Bob Eggleton? Would it be Mark Nagata? Or would it be Attack Peter?
This is kind of fucked up you'd put this on here because some of these people listen to the show.
Well, no, but here's that's why I wanted to make sure because I get that. You need a Jacob Walsh self-portrait. What would it be? Not who's the best artist, what style you like. This is for your self-portrait.
This is so hard. I'm going to go purely. Okay, so my answer for this is B. It's Bob Eggleton. And it's partly because Bob Eggleton seems like a mythical creature himself. And I feel like having that man paint your portrait would just be like a flex.
Yeah.
It would be a flex if any of these people did it. But also Bob Eggleton does a lot of like oil paintings that are like really look like, you know, his art just really stands out because it's like he uses the medium that takes the longest and is known to be one of the harder mediums, and it just like I feel like a painting of me in that style will look regal and it will look important on my wall, even though it won't be important.
You'll be sitting there with like an alligator wrapped around.
Yeah.
It'll be amazing.
It will elevate this to something beautiful. So I'm going to pick B.
Yeah. So I chose A, Tom Whalen. And here's why. Bob would make me look too realistic. And I don't want that. Nobody needs that.
No wait, God, that's a good, that's true.
D, I can't pick Peter. I love his style, but I also, in ninth grade, we did the linoleum block printing and I could paint a printing and I hated that teacher so bad. Every time I'd look at it, I would think of her and I'd be like, nope, can't do that. Mark Nagata would paint me totally in Goosebump styles. And I think that would be all that would, I would look so weird in that. So I can't do that. And it would be cool. So I got to go with Tom Whalen because I love his style. Obviously I got tons of Tom Whalen prints, but I also think he could hide my, he could hide the deficiencies the best in his cool style.
I didn't think about it that way, but you're right. Bob, go easy on me.
I know, right? we're going to the halfway point here with number 10.
Okay.
Which one and done Toho kaiju should have their own standalone film? So once again, these are one and done. Should it be Megalon? Should it be Biollante? Should it be Titanosaurus? Or should it be Batra?
This is two of my top three kaiju of all time are on this list. And that is annoying. So Biollante is my favorite kaiju of all time, but I think a standalone Megalon film would be more fun.
Yeah.
I
actually have a weird one here. I'd actually go with Batra. And it's probably my least favorite of the four kaiju. I like Batra. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I like I would love to see like a prehistoric Batra Mothra backstory. Whereas like Titanosaurus, like we kind of know everything about it. Like, you know, obviously you got controlled and stuff like that, but it's pretty friendly. Like I don't see a lot of conflict there. Megalon is a close second. I think a Cetopian adventure we've talked about for years would be pretty cool. And Biollante, like, I don't think there's enough meat on the bones because we kind of saw the creation of it. And the end, I don't know. It would have to be a totally, like, alternate universe thing, which obviously the Godzilla franchise has no problem doing. Yeah. But So that's why I went with Batra.
Okay.
Okay. So halfway through, how you feeling, man? You feeling good?
I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. Number 11. Which is the best animated kaiju series? Godzilla Singular Point, Gamera Rebirth, Godzilla the series. So that's the 98 one, or Skull Island.
Oh, I see. You didn't put the anime. Well, I guess those are the movies, right?
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Hey,
series of films.
Godzilla the series is really good, but Singular Point's one of the best things I've ever seen. So it's yep. A.
Yeah, same here. I'm A as well on that one. No brainer. Okay, this is a hard one. This is probably the hardest one. Which is the strongest raw material or element found in a kaiju film? Is it Hedrium that makes up Hedorah? Is it space titanium, which we know is what Mechagodzilla is made of, and that awesome pipe? Is it Gilalanium that defeats Gilala, and that's very powerful? Or is it from King Kong Escapes? Is it the powerful Element X that Mechani-Kong was created to harvest? Is it Hedrium, Space Titanium, Gilalanium, Element X?
It's B. It's Space Titanium. I think that's undisputable. Mechagodzilla mm-hmm. was a hard foe for Godzilla twice. Yep. Yeah, that's it. That's just the answer. It's B.
Yeah, I think that's the right answer as well, even though I do love Galalanium. Number 13, your favorite non-Godzilla Toho film kaiju in a supporting role. So these are not Godzilla films. They are Toho kaiju, but they're not the focus of it. It's not Rodan or Mothra yeah. or Varan. Is it Mogura in 1957's The Mysterians? Is it Gorosaurus in King Kong Escapes? Is it Baragon in Frankenstein Conquers the World? Or is it everybody's favorite, Manda in Atragon?
Huh. It's between two for me. This is either... Oh, man. You know what? Here we go. So King Kong Escapes is, to me, a better movie, but the answer is Baragon C, Frankenstein Conquers World.
I am going to go with Gorosaurus B. Okay. I like him. I think he does some cool moves. He doesn't eat a horse like Baragon does. I got mad at him for that. I do like Gorosaurus. And it was a good role enough where he could actually do something and destroy all monsters, unlike Baragon.
I wish they were switched. I wish Baragon was in King Kong Escapes.
Yeah, 100%. I totally get that. Okay, number 14. What is your favorite unconventional Godzilla design? Is it Godzilla Ultima from Singular Point? Is it the final form Shin Godzilla? Because, you know, so many, but this is we're just focusing on the final form. Is it Godzilla 98? Or is it Godzilla Earth from the anime trilogy?
I love all of these.
I do too. This was one of the hardest ones for me to pick.
These are all really, really good. But if I'm going with my favorite, it's Shin Godzilla.
Okay, perfect. Okay, we have some separation here, which is good.
Well, wait, what'd you pick for that one?
Oh, I'm sorry, I picked Godzilla Ultima.
Okay,
yeah, cool. But this one, honestly, like if you had asked me some weeks
all of those answers are right,
correct. Yeah, this is why unconventional Godzilla designs are cool because they're all neat and unique and offer something. Okay, this is the hardest question, I think, 100%.
Okay,
what would be the most fun to do? What activity? Getting on a dolphin paddle boat on the lake, like in Godzilla versus Megalon, zip lining down from the Godzilla Tower, like in Godzilla versus Gigan, feeding Minya some fruit, like in Son of Godzilla, or making people fall off ladders, like in Godzilla's Revenge.
To me, I want whatever kaiju interaction I could get. Like a real interaction with a kaiju, to me, it's feeding menu.
Oh, that's mine too. I had the same one. Yeah. 100%. Now, if you stay long enough with that dolphin in the paddle, you might get destroyed, sucked into Seatopia.
That's true.
You never know.
That's true.
You can fall into Seatopia and go meet Megalon and Emperor Antonio.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 16. Okay. What character from a Godzilla film would you want on your side in a physical fight? Not a verbal spat, a physical fight, dark alley situation there, right? Would it be the karate master girlfriend Tomoko from Godzilla versus Gigan, the future Anne Yuri? Would it be, or actually the previous Andy Urey. Would it be the smoking, very cool, very calculating Interpol agent, Agent Nambara from Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla? Would it be the brazen and brash Captain Gordon from Final Wars? Or would it be from Monarch Legacy of Monsters, Colonel Lee Shaw? At any age, it can be either one, but Colonel Lee Shaw. Would it be Tomoko, Nambara, Captain Gordon, or Colonel Lee Shaw?
I'm picking the older version of Colonel Lee Shaw because I want to hang out with him.
I agree. He's pretty freaking answer. Cool.
Yeah.
Mine is tricky. I actually probably in a fight would probably go with B, Agent Nambara, not because of his physical prowess, but I feel with his Interpol agent, he has some other people working around. Yeah, like if he gets beat up, another dude will come up there and snipe him or something. True. Barely eking out Captain Gordon.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm going to go with Nambara. Okay, number 17. Who is your favorite inventor in the Godzilla franchise? Is it Godzilla versus Megalon's Goro Ibuki? Is it Invasion of Astro Monsters' Tetsuo Tori, played by Akira Kubo? Is it Goro Otaki from Godzilla Singular Point, that wacky rascal? Or is it from Godzilla versus Megaguirus, Hajime Kudo, who makes little tiny micro nano things? which one is your favorite inventor of the lot?
It's Goro Ibuki. The characters in Godzilla versus Megalon are all super charming. They're all super like fun and charming, and I would, they're great. And fucking Jet Jaguar, dude. Come on.
Yeah. Nope, 100%. Okay. Number 18, we're almost done here. Which of these do you feel is the most important, take that word wherever you want to, toy in the world of kaiju collectibles? Is it that original Marasan Godzilla from 66, the J-Tail, L-Tail? I'm not going to distinguish between the two variants. We'll say it's the same thing. Is it the giant Godzilla from Bullmark 1970 that appeared in Godzilla versus Hedera? Is it 1985's Imperial Godzilla, which, you know, in the U.S. was a big deal? Or is it 1977's Mattel Shogun Godzilla, the one that came over here as well to the U.S.? Is it Marasan, J-Tail, Bullmark Giant, Imperial Godzilla from 85, or Mattel Shogun Godzilla?
This is kind of a crazy question because you could answer this four different ways for four different reasons. And you kind of have to, I have to kind of go like a little more of a personal route, and I have to pick, even though I don't think it's the best toy of the lot, if you're saying the most important in the world of kaiju collectibles, most important, especially in way of like an American audience, I would say it's the Imperial Godzilla, because that's the one I saw most as a kid. It was kind of a gateway for a lot of people. I think you can answer this four different ways, but I'm going to say C.
Yep. I have a hard time between A and C, to be honest with you. I think C, I mean, it was in Roseanne for Pete's sake. but you're right. I think it's whether we view this holistically and kind of go back to the first. And you could even argue, like, once again, I didn't put some other ones. Like, you could argue the remote control diecast or remote control tin toy, excuse me, from 65 from Marasan could be even more important than the J-Tail. But yeah, I think A and C are really both answers. I'm probably leaning a little bit closer to A, but it's a toss up. Okay. What is your favorite gimmick in a collectible, a kaiju collectible? Is it glitter? Is it fun accessories that you can add, premiums that come with the toy, you know, whatever that may be? Is it action features, light, sound, and movement? Or is it glow in the dark?
You know, for me, it's accessories. It's B. I don't usually care about glitter. Sometimes will make a toy really stand out.
Yeah.
But to me, it's not like a more often type thing. Glow in the dark. I do not give a fuck about anything that glows in the dark. I just don't care about the glow in the dark. Action features, whatever. Accessories feels like you're getting more toy to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's
and that could be like a baby version, you know.
Well, no matter what it is. Yeah.
Cool. That's a great answer. I'm gonna say A, glitter, because I like glitter.
Okay.
Okay, number 20. Last question, and then I'll have to calculate everything.
All right.
Who was Godzilla's biggest challenge? Was it King Ghidorah, 1964 version, the Showa? Was it Kiryu, who has some W's over him? Was it King Kong 62 in that epic controversial clash? Or was it Mothra 92, the souped up Mothra there that battled alongside Batra against Godzilla. Which one was the biggest threat to Godzilla?
Culturally, it's King Kong.
Yeah. You can answer it a million different ways.
That's
yeah,
not my answer. Man. Excuse me. I'm picking King Ghidorah 64 because to me that is like classic, and it's like what when you think about Godzilla's greatest foes, it's King Ghidorah immediately. Yeah. And you know, King Ghidorah, Mechagodzilla, and Mothra, I think are the three biggest, most important of Godzilla's foes.
Yeah,
and this would be harder for me if you picked not Heisei Mothra, but it's King Ghidorah. I feel like King Ghidorah 64 is like quintessential Godzilla facing his biggest foe. So I'm picking A.
That's a great one. And
the real answer is Space Godzilla.
Yeah, I know, right? Space Godzilla was in there by a lot of ones or whatever. I tried to go by like some ones that had like notable wins.
No, these are all great.
I'm gonna go with Kiryu. Not my favorite, my least favorite of these probably. Man, I don't really care for King Kong 62. But I felt like I actually felt it had Godzilla beaten. There was more kind of one-on-one battles with Ghidorah. It's always like Godzilla has friends, right? You know, which makes him harder, but like I've actually seen Kiryu almost beat Godzilla one-on-one. So I would go with that. I mean, once again, not a wrong answer, but I think A and B are there, and you can make a case for C as well, but so I have a scoring system. I gotta add it up here. Give me one second. It won't take long here.
I'll
go off of here, and then I will look at my scoring system here on the back here. I have to pull it up here. I do have it pulled up on this other screen here, and I'm gonna add up. I've been counting some of yours, and it's based on the blend of answers. And what you have in mine is mine is simple. Okay. All righty. And then yours is 9, 14, 16. Okay, perfect. So that is a 9 and 5 equals 14. Ooh, barely. You are barely in a... Oh, you're going to love who you are.
Are we in different brackets here?
We are. So there's 15 kaiju based on how things are mixed up, you know, and that I put together, all very important. So I will tell you, I'm going to bring this... take my scoring page off since it is proprietary, but we actually are, I will do me first because I'm on the first page. It'll have a few of them on there, but yours is not on this one, so you don't have to jump ahead. So I am Mothra.
Hey,
so I'm a kaiju that appreciates the beauty in all things having to do with monsters. You protect the artistic integrity of the genre from its media to its toys. Positivity and enthusiasm are some of my admirable traits.
Hey, that's really sweet, and it's true about you.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's 100% true. God, I would be so mad if I got Legendary Mechagodzilla.
Yes, you did not. You did not. Okay, no, but you're going to love yours. Right, you had 9 A's and 5 B's. That equals 14. So you're barely getting in at this one level. If you would have had any more C's or D's, you would have gone on, or any more less B's, you would have changed. But you are Biollante. So there's Biollante. You are a kaiju that strives for that perfect blend of beauty and skill. So X Plus and Sifubi. Yeah. To you, artists and engineers are one and the same. And you like your media to have a little bit of fantasy and a little bit of science. So it's kind of what you know, you're like Biollante itself. You're a product of science, but also of fantasy. You like an X Plus and understand the art, you know, the skill it takes to be that detail oriented, but also you love things that are beautiful regardless of what they are, like a Sifubi, like films like that. So you are Biollante.
I love it. That's perfect for me. I was hoping even, you know, when we went into this, I was like, I'm hoping for something like Biollante.
Yeah.
But I was like, if I want to be realistic, maybe a Space Godzilla. I think I would have been.
He's not one of the choices. So here are the choices. You could have been Mothra. You could have been Destroya. That's a kaiju that loves the raw power and gravitas of the genre. You can be aggressive in your opinions, but also very detail-oriented. So that would be a Destroya.
Oh, that sounds like me, too. It's just like it's like a tarot reading. Everything fits for you.
100%
I read Megalon and I was like, oh, I'm more of a Megalon. I'm like, no, I'm all of these.
So. That's it's like a horoscope. Everything has to pertain. And that's what was the most fun writing these. So few of them are very specific. Legendary Mechagodzilla. If you're legendary, you don't get bogged down by rules or plot. You just love silly action with just enough heart to make a story worthwhile. The more spectacle, the better. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm changing it on my screen. There you go. And then a Gigan. If you're a Gigan, you're always changing your preferences. But in the end, you like it all. Silly, serious, violent, zany. Doesn't matter. If someone tries to pin down what type of fan or collector you are, you mix it up just to be a pain in the ass. That is Gigan.
That's okay. Perfect. Yeah, that's perfect.
So the next one. So Bailante, we read. You could also be a Megalon, which is a kaiju that believes things are silly, that are silly, can also be beautiful. It's pretty casual, and fun is always priority. If you're ever having a good time, somebody's doing something wrong. It is silly. It's fun. Kind of goes along with Megalon. If you're a hetera, you could be hetera. If you're hetera, you like to prioritize creativity and, you know, things just really kind of being offbeat and odd. You love it. You like that artsy edge, but you also are a little bit volatile and change your mind quite a bit. So you're, you know, not always true or not ever consistent with that offbeat and odd stuff you like. You just like a little bit of everything. Hard to pin down.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're a Red King, you are drawn towards straightforward action and adventure. You like your monsters to be ferocious, but not realistic, like fantastical. Mm-hmm. And you like your stories to be definitive, good, bad, black, white, you know, that type of thing. So you are a Red King if that is your makeup, you're Red King. Okay, you can also be a Shin Godzilla. If you're Shin Godzilla, you crave detail and complexity in your stories and designs, but you loathe any idea that doesn't push the envelope as well. So it can be off the wall, but it has to have good thought and emotion and science behind it. You can't just say, oh, it's detailed, but it doesn't push the envelope. You got to be always moving forward. If you are, you're Shin Godzilla. If you're a Mechani-Kong, you embrace everything that's weird. The weirder, the better. And you can layer on silly. Like, you want to be super weird, and you don't take anything seriously. There's nothing serious about the kaiju genre. It is all wacky and whimsical. Now, if you're Rodan, you got Rodan. You love predictability. Tropes and trends are there for a reason because they work. You don't typically favor any part of the genre as long as it's not doing too much. Like, if it's going too crazy, it's trying to push the envelope too much. You're kind of the antithesis of a Shin Godzilla. But you know what? It's all the same to you. Toys, movie, doesn't matter. It's all the same. It's kaiju. And you just like your stuff to be very kind of by the book, and what works, works. If you're a Varan, you're gravitating to things that take the subject matter seriously, even if it's unrealistic. You play it straight. You play it serious no matter what. And you will search high and low to find that. Find something that's good and takes it seriously. You're usually turned off by kid-centric programming. And then the final three, you're a Namagon. So you can be a Namagon here. You're a bit of a cut-up and a comedian. You think you're funny. You're always having a laugh and prefer elements of the genre that give you a giggle. It can be serious, but it has to have humor in it. And if it doesn't, throw it away, move on, go away. If you're a Batra larva, which could be one, you prefer media over art. So media over toys and print and stuff like that. But you aren't overly picky on the types of stories. You like a little bit of everything. You're comfortable watching an action-packed no-brainer as you are into a deep drama. A little bit of everything. You're pretty fluid on that. You're good. But, you know, nothing too artsy fartsy. Okay. And then finally, if you're a Gamera, you are walking that delicate line of balance and blissful chaos. You like so many things and you love them all so much. Focusing on one for an extended period of time just kind of seems exciting, but you're a happy person. You just like it all. And you just like, yeah, you're chaotically happy because there's so much to consume. And if you got that, which is a pretty balanced A, B, and C, and D scoring, you can be a Gamera. And those are your personality profiles for the first ever YHS of Monster Island Kaiju Personality Quiz that I created this morning.
That was That was fun. You put a lot of work into that. Hey, you should you know, get a website going where you can actually put that quiz up and it actually does the calculation so other people can do it. Hey, that was really fun. What a cool way to fill an hour for an episode where we have nothing prepared. Sometimes we're busy and we have to do silly stuff. That was really fun, Jay. Thanks for putting that together, hey, man.
Call me Mothra. Call me Mothra, and I'll call you Biollante. We both are a female kaiju.
Hey, that's okay. We have to get in touch with that side. Hey, Jay, before we get out of here, I wanna bring one thing up that has sort of that's kind of adjacent, and I'm only bringing it up because I see it right here, but I don't know if you. So I got this Stay Puft here.
Ooh,
this is a Star Ace.
Nice.
Stay Puft.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, you know, I talked about this on Toy Anxiety about how excited I was when I found out Star Ace was going to start doing Ghostbusters. And then they unveiled everything. And their Slimer's awful.
Mm-hmm.
The Terror Dog is whatever.
Yeah.
This I like. I think the Stay Puft is good. You know, we got some soft goods.
Is this the one that comes with like the weird mini puff head? Like,
that's a problem. It's over there. Like, they didn't do their proper research, so it comes with two heads, and the second head is supposed to be like the mean Stay Puft head, but it is a mini puffed head from Afterlife. Like, it's straight up. It's on a Hasbro toy. It's anybody who knows that's not Stay Puft. That's mini puffed. But this I like.
Yeah.
But I was so bummed out because of Star Ace and X Plus really make all the best things I've ever seen. All their kaiju is
the Harryhausen.
Perfect. The Harryhausen stuff. It's literally, you know, I have three or four Harryhausen X Plus or Star Ace figures right across from me. It's been one of my favorite things to collect. So I really talked them up when I found out they were doing Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. And then they released it and it all looks like shit, really. Yeah. And I don't know. I think it's probably different sculptors. I wonder if it's just a whole other team. They're also releasing statues of the four Ghostbusters.
And oh, I didn't know that.
They're atrocious, dude. They're so bad. And I hate to end the show I just was so confused because I've never seen anything subpar come from them. Everything I've ever seen is like, I mean, all the Harryhausen stuff, all the Godzilla stuff I have looks like it could be stand-ins for the actual films.
Yes.
The Ghostbuster stuff is all weird. Slimer doesn't look anything like Slimer. The Stay Puft is the only one I liked.
Yeah.
And I mean, it ain't perfect, but it's pretty good. So
I'm looking at the four Ghostbusters here. The race dance is not good.
Peter Venkman's got like a mullet.
I haven't got to Peter Venkman yet. I've just seen Egon's okay. Yeah, I haven't seen. I'm trying to find the Peter Venkman.
Very weird.
Yeah, these aren't good, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because you know it's not like inherent. I mean, I get like going from Godzilla to Ghostbusters, like especially with like the human characters, but like Harryhausen has a lot of human like characters and you know, whatever. You would think that it would be
part of it. I wonder if part of it is, you know, there's a side of some things we don't see, whereas. It's possible, so when they get the license for something, they're probably, Sony probably has to give them, assets that they're using for, reference for the sculpts.
Yeah.
And Slimer has always been kind of like Sony has always used like wrong versions of Slimer for promotional and for, you know, even like Frozen Empire that just came out, any of the promotional material with Slimer that you see, that Slimer's awful. Like it's not what he looks like in the movie. So I wonder if they gave them a bunch of weird Slimer art or whatever that doesn't reflect what Slimer looks like in the original. So if they were going off of that,
yeah,
then you would get a weird looking toy. Yeah, I don't know. Sure. But I don't know.
Yeah. Dude, I always like to see like what that source material is that they are sculpting off of, because like it could be bad, but it also could be perfect to what they got. But this, this Peter Venkman is, one of the worst things I've ever seen. It looks so like weird. It looks like Jeremy Renner with a brown, like brown mullet.
Why does he have a mullet? It's so funny.
It's not good.
Yeah.
And the Winston isn't great either. Like, I mean,
none of them are great. Yeah, like the four guys, it's like, if you look at them from far away, you're like, oh, they're fine. But then when you start looking at them, you're like, whoa, why do they look like that? The Slimer is really bad. And like, you know, Slimer has a long history of having bad toys and bad.
Yeah.
There's no perfect like Slimers out there. So I was like, holy shit, Star Ace is going to do the first perfect Slimer. And then they unveiled it. And I was like, it's awful.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's
It just doesn't look like what Slimer looks like. The proportions are weird. It's just all weird.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stay Puft definitely is. I agree with you there. It does look to be the best.
Stay Puft's the best. Yeah, Stay Puft's the best one. So I picked it up, but
they should do a Statue of Liberty, because like I think because they could they'll
mess it up.
Well, they did Talos so well from the housing collection. Like, and it's, you know, kind of, you have the same similar things. Like I think it could do it. Like, I just, maybe they just put like the B team on Ghostbusters because it's not as lucrative to them or expansive as Harryhausen and Godzilla. I don't know. That's very sad.
I don't know. Yeah, I felt embarrassed because I really talked them up to some Ghostbusters friends about it, and then they came out and I was like, oh.
Well, it doesn't take away what the stuff that you talked up was.
Sure, you're right, and I'm still buying. You know, like it's still one of my favorite companies.
Everybody has an off day. Everybody has an off day.
It's their blind. I mean, Ghostbusters is their blind spot, I guess.
I know, man. I mean, bummer, hey, but even Neo Player One and Passion Tank and Metacom on Rock Quest, all of them have off days, man.
You're right. Everybody has an off day. That's an important lesson for everybody.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're gonna leave you guys with that, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. You got anything else, Jay?
No, man. I'm good. I'm sorry. Good. Have a good day. Bye, Lonzo.